right near the end of the song. But what can I offer in humble glorification? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing Maharaj's presentation of this beautiful song by Vasudev Ghosh. Even a insignificant tiny entity as myself sees memories through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami down through Srila Prabhupada, sees memories of Lord Chaitanya taking darshan of Lord Jagannath in the Jagannath Mandir. In Puri, Lord Chaitanya demonstrated his Braja Prem to the highest degree in terms of the feelings of separation from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is the personification of ecstatic love of Krishna, and especially he is the personification of ecstatic love of Krishna in separation. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that searching for Krishna and seeing Krishna are non-different. Because in the spiritual world, everything is absolute. So your search for Krishna is also seeing Krishna. But then he explains that actually searching for Krishna is more pleasurable than seeing Krishna. Now, how are you going to understand that? In material life, searching for something until you get it, it's frustrating, it's full of tension, anxiety. But in the spiritual world, in the spiritual reality, searching for Krishna is the same as seeing Krishna. And in fact, Lord Chaitanya has come to demonstrate that searching for Krishna in separation is the pinnacle of the spiritual experience. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya demonstrated that for devotees following in his line, they are pursuing a mission that will always be unfulfilled. And the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Shad Gosai, they inherited that unfulfilled mission, which will never be fulfilled, and they passed it down to us. Now, ordinarily, if you explain to someone, I'm embarking on a mission that will never be fulfilled, people think, this is crazy. And this is why Lord Chaitanya says, Bhagavatam can only be understood by someone who's mad. Now, what does being mad mean? Does it mean in the material sense where someone has lost all their faculties and they are a social disturbance? No. When Lord Chaitanya says, Bhagavatam can only be understood by someone mad, he means by someone who, through disciplic succession, understands the mystery of the eternally unfulfilled mission. Because in Puri, Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating the madness of love of Krishna in separation. Srinivasacharya, in his famous song glorifying the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, said, He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Sunakuta. Shrimati Radharani, where are you? Where is Lalita? Where is the son of Maharaj Nanda? Is he on the bank of the Jamuna? Is he on Govardhan Hill? This is the mood of the eternally unfulfilled mission. Not that the six Goswamis said, we have met Krishna. They're always searching for Krishna. But the mystical paradox of this highest level of the spiritual reality is that in the search for Krishna with complete pure bhakti, the searcher has Krishna more than ever. This cannot be understood materially. Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this reality in Puri. He is the personification of ecstatic love for Krishna in separation. Particularly, he's demonstrating the feelings of Krishna's most intimate devotees in Vrindavan when Krishna left Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya is particularly demonstrating that extreme dānya that we humbly tried to speak of last night. The utter helplessness, the utter feeling of incapability felt by Krishna's most intimate devotees when Krishna left for Mathura. Lord Chaitanya demonstrated that topmost spiritual reality. And Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually this is the easiest way to love Krishna through separation. And some persons, not understanding the disciplic succession properly, they will say that this mood of loving Krishna in separation is only possible for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for everyone else, they should just figure out their own way of approaching Krishna. In this way, many deviations from the path of Lord Chaitanya have come about. But the reality is Lord Chaitanya is showing the easiest way to love Krishna, although it's the most exalted way. Srila Prabhupada explains it's the easiest way. This subject matter is most exalted. It's the topmost contribution of our sampradaya. Yet, I remember Srila Prabhupada explaining it so concisely and simply. That is the mark of the greatest teacher. He can explain the greatest subject matter, the most profound subject matter, in the simplest way. Sometimes devotees, when they read Srila Prabhupada's books, they think, because the English is simple and everything is so clear, therefore, there must be some knowledge beyond this. Actually, in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find the deepest concepts presented so simply. But the concepts are such that you can meditate on them life after life, and you'll never get to the bottom of them. So, Srila Prabhupada explained to George Harrison, love of Krishna and separation. He said, the sun is shining brightly in the sky. You feel the heat of the sun. You see the light of the sun. Then, suddenly the sun disappears behind a cloud. What do you feel now? Well, generally devotees would respond, you feel cold, or you feel you're in the shade. Srila Prabhupada said, no, you're feeling separation from the sun. And then the devotees began to think, that's right. The total experience, the total impact is that I'm feeling the absence of the sun. That is a distinct relationship with the sun, feeling its absence. So, Srila Prabhupada said, this is how you can understand love of Krishna and separation. And then after that, George Harrison wrote his famous song, My Sweet Lord, I Really Want to See You, But It Takes So Long. So in this way, the most elevated subject matter, which came from the seed planted by Madhavendra Puri, and grew into the tree known as Lord Chaitanya. That most elevated subject matter was presented so profoundly, yet simply, by Srila Prabhupada. And Lord Chaitanya, when he would go to the Jagannath Mandir, you were singing, Jai Gora, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya would enter the temple. Where is the son of Maharaj Nanda? Where is Brajendra Nandana? And the custodian of the temple would grab him by the hand. Come, come, follow me. And then bring Lord Chaitanya inside the temple. And he would say, here is the son of Maharaj Nanda. And Lord Chaitanya would look at Jagannath. And he's seeing Sakshat Brajendra Nandana. He's seeing directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. He's seeing Krishna. He was staring at Jagannath and seeing Brajendra Nandana. And one lady, in her efforts to see Lord Jagannath, she climbed on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder with her feet on his shoulder. And then further, she climbed up the Garuda Stamba, the column upon which the Murti of Garuda sits. All that she did because she wanted to see Lord Jagannath. So naturally, Lord Chaitanya's servant was horrified. What has this woman done? She has put her feet on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya. She's put her feet on the Garuda Stamba. How many offenses is she going to commit in the space of a few seconds? So he immediately told the woman, get down, get down. And of course, when she realized what she had done, she was very repentful. But what was Lord Chaitanya's reaction? He chastised his servant. You uncivilized person. How dare you treat this person in that way? I only wish I had her eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. She's so eager to see Lord Jagannath. She did not know. She was not conscious that she was climbing on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder, climbing on the Garuda Stamba. That was her intense greed to see the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya lamented, if only I had that quality of eagerness. But the fact is that when this incident happened of her climbing on his shoulder and the resolving of the situation, it snapped his meditation on Brajendra Nandan. And then when he looked back at Lord Jagannath, he indeed saw Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And because Lord Chaitanya, in his Puri pastimes, is teaching the feeling of separation from Krishna, he immediately began to lament. Not, of course, as anything deficient in seeing Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. But Lord Chaitanya, as we heard Maharaj explain, is distributing the Braja Prem, and so he's going to demonstrate feeling the separation from Krishna. What happened? Where is the son of Maharaj Nanda? Am I now at Kurukshetra? Am I now in the mood of awe and reverence, Aishvarya, opulence? Where is the son of Maharaj Nanda? What has happened? In this way, Lord Chaitanya is showing that what is most hidden and most ordinarily inaccessible, he's revealing in the most degraded age of Kali Yuga. This love of Krishna and separation is difficult to understand, especially for materialists. Sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Kaviraj Goswami is explaining this love of Krishna and separation and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from the Lord, Kaviraj Goswami would say, such things shouldn't be spoken about. I shouldn't be writing about these things. But I feel protected because I know non-devotees won't understand it anyway. So I'll write, even though it shouldn't be written. They'll never understand. Ramachandra Puri, the unfortunate disciple of Madhavendra Puri, shows the problems in understanding the heights of Gaudiya Vaishnavism when you don't have the blessings of the spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love of Krishna and separation. In this world, he sowed that seed. He was departing this world. And in his final moments in this world, he was apparently lamenting. I could not attain Mathura. I'm dying and I could not attain this supreme destination. I could not attain Krishna. I could not attain Mathura. When he's crying like that about not attaining Mathura, he's meaning Vrindavan, because Vrindavan can be said to be a district of Mathura. So he's lamenting like that, and his unfortunate disciple, Ramachandra Puri, is wondering, what is this? I thought I had a high guru. I thought I had a realized guru, but now I see he's lamenting. And what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na gangjati. On the Brahma Bhuta platform, you are self-satisfied, Prasanatma. You don't hanker. You don't lament. Why is my guru lamenting? He began to instruct Madhavendra Puri, which is a great offense for the disciple to instruct his spiritual master. For someone like Ramachandra Puri to instruct Madhavendra Puri? But he did that anyway. You should focus on Brahman. Focus on the impersonal reality. Why are you lamenting? Be equipoised. In other words, he completely misunderstood. He couldn't fathom where Madhavendra Puri was at. He's witnessing the highest display of Krishna consciousness, feelings of separation from Krishna. Oh, I could not attain Mathura. And Ramachandra Puri dared to think, my guru's on a low platform. He's lamenting. This is material lamentation. This is not being transcendental. Madhavendra Puri, seeing Ramachandra Puri's total incompetence and his offenses, said, get out of here. Please leave immediately. Go anywhere you like. Just see my misfortune. I could not attain Mathura. And now this fool is instructing me at the last moment of my life to enter into Brahman. How bad does it get? Well, this incident shows you that we have no entrance into this subject matter. except by the mercy of the simple succession, by satisfying our spiritual master. Then we can get a glimpse of this most elevated subject matter. Lord Chaitanya, as we said, particularly wanted to demonstrate the mood the gopis felt in Vrindavan when Krishna left for Mathura. And most particularly, he wanted to demonstrate the mood of Srimati Radharani in separation. And even more particularly, he wanted to demonstrate the mood of Srimati Radharani when Uddhava came to Vrindavan on a visit sent by Krishna. And he found Srimati Radharani speaking in the madness of divine love. She's speaking to a bumblebee. That part of Krishna Leela is a most perfect snapshot of what Lord Chaitanya is undergoing in Jagannath Puri. So in this way, you can see the complete connection between Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. The complete connection is Lord Chaitanya, who's ecstatically personifying, ecstatically demonstrating the feelings of Krishna's most intimate devotees in separation from Krishna. In our sampradaya, this highest reality is there. And the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, in an appropriate way, they seek to instill this mood of feeling separation from Krishna. In an appropriate way, just as Srila Prabhupada spoke so simply yet so profoundly to George Harrison. Similarly, please understand the deep purport of your being so nicely led in chanting this song by Vasudev Ghosh. You are being plunged into that pool of feeling separation from Krishna. And as you progress in bhakti, you will find out more and more. You'll realize more and more the jewel that is being put in your laps. Everything must be presented appropriately and very carefully. When you're dealing with the most precious jewel, you pass it on in the most delicate, in the most refined, and spiritually classy way. But and still, the jewel is being presented without a doubt. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains that in the Gaudiya Vaishnav line, it's the duty of all the spiritual masters to enrichen their disciples in the feelings of separation from Krishna. So maybe some of you read that and you were scratching your heads wondering, what is that like? What is it like? You just experience what it is like. So, this demonstration of Lord Chaitanya in ecstatic separation from Krishna gets deeper and deeper in Jagannath Puri. Maharaj described how, in answer to the fervent prayers of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented in this world. Advaita Acharya, with his loud cries and his worship with Tulsi and Ganga Jal, his worship of his Lord, and Haridas Thakur chanting, they knew the only solution is that the Supreme Lord himself has to appear. Later in the Puri pastimes, Advaita Acharya sent a very mystical message to Lord Chaitanya. And reading it, Lord Chaitanya became silent. The devotees, they were puzzled. What is the nature of this message? The message said, Lord Chaitanya should be informed, in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Everyone has become mad in the ecstatic love of Krishna. So, the devotees were wondering, what does this message mean? Sup Damodar. He inquired, but he understood, and he became a little transcendentally morose. Advaita Acharya was signaling Lord Chaitanya, your mission is complete. What you set out to do, as we heard Maharaj describe, both the external reasons and the internal reasons, it's all been accomplished. In the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Everyone is drowning in the ocean of love of God. Lord Chaitanya, in other words, had Advaitacharya's permission and blessings to close his manifest pastimes. When devotees asked, what does this note mean? Lord Chaitanya simply said, Advaitacharya, what can I say? He brings me into this world when he likes. He sends me away when he likes. From that point on, Kaviraj Goswami explains, Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic moods in separation from Krishna became more and more intense, beyond what we can understand with our material faculties. This is the unfulfilled mission that has been given to us by Lord Chaitanya and his followers, especially the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They never said, now we have met Krishna. They're always searching for Krishna. And because they're searching for Krishna in the authorized way, they're actually having Krishna. More than if one says, let me see Krishna directly. The mood of our sampradaya, especially as encapsulated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is not to try to see Krishna, but to try to serve Krishna. To try to serve Krishna in such a way, through separation, that Krishna will want to see you. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made his famous statement, stop trying to see Krishna in the bushes, in the kunja of Vrindavan, while you are actually just engaged in sense gratification. Just follow the order of your guru. Now you may say, but what about these higher realities? Maybe we should just focus on those higher realities and not be caught up in the practicalities of devotional service during the day. This is a big misunderstanding. Our practical duties in service to Krishna are an essential part of our mission that won't be fulfilled. Through those practical service duties, we more and more, as the years go by, feel association with Krishna through separation. When you hear about Lord Chaitanya bringing the flood of love of God, the synonym for the flood of love of God is the flood of devotional service. Without devotional service, there is no love of God. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami takes a great time explaining how all the residents of Vrindavan actually think they're servants of Krishna. Even the most intimate devotees of Krishna think, we are just his maid servants. We are at his disposal. In this way, please try to understand the whole package that's been so wonderfully given to you. In that package of bhakti, is contained everything you need from the most neophyte stage of spiritual development to the highest level. This is the inheritance that Prabhupada has passed down through disciple succession to us. Finally, we must understand that it is not possible for us to grasp the complete length and breadth of the ocean of love of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami assures us, if you can just get one drop, that one drop is enough to drown all the three worlds. This is how deep the Krishna conscious, the bhakti yoga experience is. Thank you very much.